Heart Business on Heart 1027.
All right, let's move on to this story now. And South Africa's once promising film and television industry is in trouble. Delays in government funding, a tarnished global reputation, and looming threats like Donald Trump's proposed tariffs on foreign films, I think, are painting a bleak picture. According to Andile Sinkoto from the Directors Guild of South Africa, the cracks are already showing. He says shoots are stalled, jobs are at risk, and global collaborators are looking elsewhere. So he joins us now to explain why urgent reform is needed. If that doesn't happen, are we going to see a collapse of the creative industry? Andile, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. Why, first of all, is the film rebate system, which we know was once a lifeline, is now at something of a bottleneck? What's happening?
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you firsthand that since the so-called GNU came into place, I mean, you can't blame GNU entirely, but, you know, it's just political things, you know, because they put the wrong people in the right places. So, you know, these are the results of putting the wrong people in right places for the sake of there must be someone filling the gap, you know, for political reasons.
So explain to me then what's the real world consequence for creatives and for crew when the funding doesn't land on time?
Yeah, I mean, when it doesn't land, on time, our jobs, like for instance, South Africans, you know, South Africans is entirely depending on co-productions, international co-productions, partnerships for internationally, and the exports of our content. And you know, so now when things like this, because international come, some of them, when they come here, you know, they depend on this on these rebates. So when things like this delay, you know, we become a liability to internationals. You know, they don't see us as something that they get interest from. You know, they see us as a liability, and then they will go somewhere else. You know, so that affects us as filmmakers, actors, and, you know, in so many ways, because jobs starts coming, because the most jobs that brings more money for crew, for our industry, they come from overseas, you know? So when that money stops from flowing, a lot of people struggle.
Is there real evidence now that international producers have started pulling out of South Africa because of the delays that you've mentioned?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, while not always in the form of tariffs, you know, we are facing, you know, many policies that related to obstacles like the instability of our film rebate system. Our industry can't grow without stable competitive incentives to attract international productions. And when international policies like U.S. tariffs add pressures, it compounds the problem. You know, the rebates and the tariffs, it compounds the entire problem. And now we see all of this happening. It's happening already. I mean, the perfect example, it's when Prime Video pulled out their investment in South Africa. That's when things started. You started to see things started to fall out, you know, from there. And then everything you just started to see the cracks falling in our industry, especially with the rebate issue in our country.
So, Andile, when an organization like yours, the Directors Guild of South Africa, raises these problems with government, what are you told?
When we raise these issues, you know, because these are politicians, you know, they didn't put people who are qualified to be in these positions. They put politicians. So, obviously, politicians are good with promises. The only thing that we're going to be told are promises, promises that will result in nothing, you know, nothing else but promises. We're going to make it right. We're going to do better. There's nothing else they say. There is nothing else better than that they say. Trust me when I tell you that. There's no better life than that. We're going to make it right. We're going to fix things. Things will change. Nothing else. That's what they tell us. So, I wish they would tell us a better lie than that, but there's no any other better lie than that.
So in the short term then, are there policy or structural changes that could stabilize the industry right now?
Yeah, I mean, we need an immediate action from our government. You know, I believe that, you know, if the rebate issue can change, at least things would sort of give the industry some sort of relief. You know what I mean? Because now some other internationals are holding their investments because of this issue. You know, if at least now we could sort of show the internationals that the rebate issue has been resolved, I'm 100% sure that this would be some sort of like a relief, a temporary relief in our industry and some other issues as well, you know, that our industry is facing apart from the rebate and these 100% tariffs.
And tell me this, if nothing changes then, and I'm sensing, having listened to you very carefully, that that is not going to happen in the short term, what is your forecast for the South African film industry in the next 2 to 3 years?
Yeah, I mean, I think the best thing, you know, our association with the Directors Guilds of South Africa, you know, one of our biggest policies is to make relationships with the internationals and maintain those relationships with the international. You know, so we're going to keep doing what we are doing, the best that we can do, and not focused on what might or might not happen. Because obviously, if we don't get an immediate relief from the government, the entire situation is up to us now, you know, as the industry, like Directors Guild of South Africa, that we are more based in the international relationship, trying to gain those international relationships. You know, obviously, for our local, you know, interest, for our local interest, because that's where the money comes from. So it's just for us as an industry to come together and stand together, you know, and just try and fight this thing and face it as much as possible. But otherwise, without the political powers, you know, it's going to be difficult.
Let me just ask you a last question. I absolutely understand the importance of international exposure, but it also raises the entire issue of the local industry being too dependent on international projects and partners. And maybe the industry should have seen this happening a long time ago and pivoted accordingly.
That's correct. 100%. You nailed it. 100%. The problem is that it's not that there is no work locally, but it's less work, too many production companies and too many crew members. And the budget is not the same as the international budget. Mm. When the international comes, they come with big pockets for the entire city. At the same time, it's not just the big budget for the entire city. And the rates that they offer us, they offer most of the time, 90% of the time or 80% of the time, they give us what we deserve. When the locals, they want to give us not even the half of what we deserve, because they know that there is no work and they're trying to manipulate the situation. You know what I mean? So it's not a matter of the internationals or the locals. It's just trying to change our local, but while trying to change our local industry, trying also to try and make sure that the international relations as well, we keep them healthy, because if we're going to be depending on the local economy in our industry, it's not going to go well for us, because it's too many of us and less of them.
And that conversation, of course, coming on the back of those dismal unemployment numbers that we spoke about earlier on in the program. Andile Sinkoto, thank you very much indeed, from the Directors Guild of South Africa.
Heart Business on Heart 102.7.